Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's get it. Hour number two is on the radio. The Rob Brown Show here on ESPN Upstate. What is up, South Carolina? Great to be with you. Thank you for electing to be part of the show, and thank you for letting the show be a part of your day. We appreciate it more than we can tell you, mainly because it keeps us employed, but also we love to do it. We really do. We are so glad to be here as we roll on with the second hour of the broadcast. Still a ton to do, a ton to get to, and a ton to talk about on the show broadcast today. If you'd like to join us, the phone line is always open. And as always, if you call in, you will be part of the show. 844-477-3776, 844-477-3776. And you can text us at 71307, 71307. You can also join us on the Twitter device at The Rob Brown Show, at ESPN Upstate, at Diesel on Radio. Email me, robbrown@espnupstate.com, and the Discord channel is up. If you'd like to talk with me and other Upstate listeners of The Rob Brown Show throughout the show and around the clock, all you need to do is send me a text that says ESPN password, ESPN password, and I will send you the link to the Discord channel so that you can join and talk to us around the clock. A lot of stuff to get into on the broadcast today. But first, before I do anything else, Diesel, I'm going to go to some sound. Cut 1A. The saga of frustrated Katie Nolan continues. I have to tell you, I love Katie Nolan. She is one of my favorite sports broadcasting personalities, okay? Because she's just Katie Nolan. You know how, I don't know about you, Diesel, the sports broadcasters that I find myself connecting to the most are the ones who are just unapologetically themselves, right? The ones who, it's just them. They're sports fans who happen to be talented enough and fortunate enough to find their way into this business, which is not an easy one to get into. It's not an easy one to stay in. And Diesel, I would argue, it's not an easy one to genuinely be yourself in, right? We get guidelines. Sure. It's hard to be yourself in this business sometimes.
Sure. Well, you know, we're all under the pressure of say the wrong thing and you're out the door. However, you've got management who will tell you, we want you to be yourself. We really want you to be yourself, unless it's something people aren't going to like. Then don't be yourself. That we hear that basic instruction every day. Be yourself. Say how you really feel. Just don't say this, or this. Like, right. What if I really feel is one of those things?
Right. And, you know, it's interesting. It really is. And I'll tell you, I love doing this show. And I think Diesel can attest to this, as can Mark Ryan. The guy that I am on the air is the guy that you get when you meet him at a bar, right? I'm loud. I'm over the top. I'm a little ridiculous sometimes. I am not, as the kids say, basic, but I am at the same time. You see what you get. Katie Nolan's that way, too. Well, Katie Nolan has been struggling through the move of Tom Brady to Tampa. She's a big, lifelong Patriots fan, has been in love with Brady, and is struggling. And on top of that, it doesn't help that the other ESPN personalities, Dan Le Batard, Bomani Jones, Mina Kimes, the whole gang, they have enjoyed just absolutely rubbing it in. And one of the things that Patriots fans are learning right now is that if you spend 20 years on top of the mountain, yeah, the rest of us are going to laugh when you fall off of it and land in the mud, you know, next to us, next to the normal people. So Katie Nolan on Tuesday was on with Dan Le Batard and Bomani Jones, and they started giving her crap. Here is the sound from that because it cracked me up.
In Tampa Bay, Florida.
At this point, Katie Nolan rolls her eyes into the back of her freaking head.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers working out.
And at this point, she just throws herself backwards into the couch, and it's hilarious.
Well, from the exclusive pages of the Tampa Bay Times, we taunt Katie Nolan, a Patriots fan who for two decades has loved Tom Brady but does not love to see these exclusive photos from the Tampa Bay Times where he is not wearing Patriot colors anymore. He is out there on the Florida fields wearing a color at 43, he should not be wearing. Katie, we are not terribly sorry to be doing this to you. Bomani, are you intrigued?
I'm intrigued by what Katie's going to say. I mean, look at that Tom Brady in a creamsicle jersey. You see that? Mm-hmm. We got that?
Yeah.
We got Tom Brady
in
a creamsicle jersey. Did that really happen?
At this point, Katie Nolan leans up into the camera, and you can tell she is about to unleash.
I'm mostly concerned.
I don't feel like it's right for me to talk.
Sure. Well, okay. Mom, I'm concerned. Why are there cars in that first? Are they practicing in a parking lot? Does Tampa Bay?
And she rolls her eyes again, and it looks like she's gonna puke. It's hilarious.
Not have like a practice facility? Where is this practice happening? You know, if you're gonna get Tom Brady, he's old. You better take care of him. Why are you making me do this?
He's out of high school.
Okay.
They're working out at a high school.
Why?
Because there's a football season coming up, allegedly, and he's their quarterback.
Whatever. You guys have wrung this sponge dry.
Yes.
Every time
we're going to see how much more
we can get. I have nothing left to say. Orange looks nice on him. Very handsome man. Happy for him. Hope he does well. What more do you want me to say? People are going to get mad at me no matter what I say. Stop showing me pictures of Tom Brady. I am fully now understanding he plays for a team that is not my team. Until the football season starts, let's not continue to exhaust this topic or there will be nothing left for me to talk about.
And at this point, Bomani Jones is about to drop a hammer on her, and I want you to just listen to the rank frustration in Katie Nolan's voice because it is the best thing you'll hear all freaking day long.
Man, show her a picture of Jared Stidham so she can find out what he looks like.
Who is that person?
Show her a picture of Jared Stidham. Who is that person?
She wears the emotion of every single New England Patriot fan on her sleeve, and I love it.
You know what the best part of it is, okay? It's that it's so genuine. She is so genuinely frustrated because every time that she hops on to the Le Batard show or just any ESPN show, the entire show's crescendo is when they start showing pictures of Tom Brady and talking about Tampa Bay and the Tom Buccaneers and all things Brady and creamsicle. And the best part is that Katie Nolan is so emotionally exhausted by the whole thing that she just falls apart. I remember the day after the trade got announced, or I guess the signing got announced that Tom Brady was going to Tampa, Mina Kimes was giving her hell about it on the Le Batard show. Nolan, in the middle of a segment, she's sitting on the floor zooming like everybody else. She turns around, grabs a blanket, wraps herself up in it like E.T. in the bike crate, and just lays on the floor and is like rocking back and forth, listening to Mina and Le Batard just dump on her for a minute. And then they bring her back onto camera, and she genuinely looks like she's about to cry. Like, she is just broken. Then a few weeks later, they jump on a Zoom meeting, and this was my favorite troll so far. They say that Mina Kimes is about to join them. By the way, Diesel and I, you and I share an affinity for Mina Kimes. I love her as well. But Katie Nolan is the best. Mina Kimes comes on the show, and when they introduce her into the Zoom meeting or whatever they're using to put them on camera, she comes on rocking the Tampa Bay creamsicle jersey, and her virtual background on her meeting is the inside of Raymond James Stadium where the Bucks play, and she just starts smiling at Katie Nolan. And Nolan's like, you can tell that she just wants to look at her and go, you beep. And it was hysterical. Have you ever been as frustrated with sports as Katie Nolan is right now with this whole thing playing out? To the point that you are yelling, who is he? Like she just did. I'm trying to think of a time. The answer for me is yes, right? There's two spots. The missed pass interference call with the Saints and the Rams, and then the Minnesota miracle a couple of years ago in the NFC championship game, the NFC divisional round game when Stephon Diggs caught that sideline Hail Mary with no time on the clock and scored a touchdown. Those two moments, because not only did they happen and just break my psyche as a Saints fan, but on top of that, everybody who's not a Saints fan just revels in that moment, right? Everybody who's not a Saints fan loves to bring it back up to Saints fans. Every pass interference joke that can be made to a Saints fan has been made an infinite number of times and is not going to stop. So I feel Katie Nolan's pain. I was on the air, Diesel, after both of those calls. And after both of those calls, my radio show for the next 4 to 6 days was just people calling in to go, hey, Rob, Saints are going to the Super Bowl. Oh, wait, never mind. No pass interference. How's your day going, buddy? And it just wrecked me. So have you ever had that moment where you are Katie Nolan levels of frustrated with your sports team for whatever reason? Let's take a break. When we come back, there's an event in sports this weekend that's not NASCAR that I have to tell you, the excitement is building for me in ways that I didn't expect it to. And I think I'd be excited about this even if the sports world was normal right now. But I'm hype as it gets for it. I'll tell you what event it is I'm looking forward to and why when we come back. Diesel Robin, you on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Text line 71307, started with the ESPN. Texter says, ESPN Rob, important clarification on the finger gun.
Ooh, I know where this is going.
I said accompanied by the finger gun, not shooting it. Diesel is absolutely right. It is the cocking of the finger gun. You know what you do when you assume, right? Listen, nobody has ever gone with a finger gun and the wink. That's what we were talking about. I was not talking about just a random arbitrary finger gun. I was going with the wink and finger gun, right? That's the sound that goes with it. Now, if you're going to argue that that is cocking the finger gun, then I have cocked the finger gun, and now I'm just here with two loaded finger guns. No, nobody ever shoots the finger gun after that. You, and then you put the finger guns away. I'm not saying it makes sense. I'm just saying that's what we do.
Because it's unsafe to have a loaded and cocked finger gun.
Right. There's no open carry finger guns.
Should always eject the magazine and make sure the chamber is clear.
With the dual, that's the sound. Tell me that that's not the sound. You've seen Joey Tribbiani do it. That's the finger. How you doing? That's the sound. I don't know why. The question that I was asking is, why is that the sound that we make? Who decided universally that when you wink and finger gun somebody is the sound that you make? And also, do people still do that? I think that died in the 90s, right? That's gone. Let me grab some sound real quick, if you don't mind, Diesel. We are going to go to cut 4A. I am getting stupid excited about this golf match between Tom and Peyton, Tiger and Phil. The event of the weekend, except for the Coca-Cola 600 on Memorial Day at Darlington. But other than that, the event of the weekend, the Champions for Charity, the match golf event, will feature Tom Brady and Tiger Woods against Peyton Manning and Phil Mickelson in an event that has already raised $10 million for coronavirus relief efforts and will take place at Woods' home golf course of Medalist Golf Club in Hobe Sound, Florida. Mickelson said, quote, you know what? To hell with it. Let's just play the audio. There's a couple of clips that I just kind of mashed together here. This is Phil yesterday talking about this event. And tell me, if you were a golf fan at all, tell me that in listening to this clip, you are not at least a little intrigued by watching Phil Mickelson play golf this weekend.
I took about 5 weeks off, but I've been out practicing and playing and getting ready. I'm excited. I think that all of us have had a couple of months off. We're excited to get back. And this is really a unique opportunity for golf to showcase what a great sport it is at a time when other sports aren't really able to play and compete because of the physical contact. Golf allows you to be safe with the social distance and yet still have the camaraderie of your friends, the activity of being outside and getting a little bit of physical exertion. So it's a great opportunity this summer for many people that haven't played in a while or just miss it to get back out and play. And I'm hoping that golf picks up some new fans. Tiger likes to get in his zone and just play his own game. And I know he's very intense this match because he was the one that was so insistent that we go to his home course. I beat him in Vegas and he didn't like that. It still pisses him off. And I understand. Me too. He was insistent, despite everybody else wanting to go elsewhere, that we go to his home course at the Medalist Club, which is great for Tom and I. It gives us an opportunity to give him a memory that he's not going to like every time he shows up at his home course. The thing that's great this time is that in our first match, Tiger and I clammed up the back nine, and we didn't really communicate much because we were playing for a lot of money, and it's just not natural, let's say, in the golf environment. But in football, it's very natural. Peyton is one of the best smack talkers, and the great thing about Peyton is that when he does give you a little jab, he does it in a way that's funny, that doesn't come across as an attack, and so it elicits a response that's not defensive, but actually laughter. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun. They're very good players, and that yet for them to put themselves out there in front of a national audience in a sport that is not their profession, that they didn't do professionally, says a lot about them. And I have a lot of respect for them doing that. But I also think it's going to lead to a lot of fun because we're going to have some failures out there. We're going to hit some bad shots, especially those guys, and we're going to be able to laugh at ourselves. But also, I give them a lot of credit for using their platform to help a lot of people in a time of need, to be able to raise money for those that have been affected financially. To have been all the healthcare workers and practitioners, small businesses. So many people have been affected by this pandemic, and for us to be able to use our platform to help them and raise some money for those in need, that feels really good. And I give everybody participating a lot of credit for being a part of it.
So that's hefty lefty Phil Mickelson talking about his trip down to Tiger's home course. And obviously Tiger has home field advantage, but I don't know. I'm pumped about this event. I think this has got the opportunity to make damn fine television. Granted, it's going to be really interesting how they fill the gaps of the broadcast itself. It is going to be interesting how they're going to fill the time after these guys tee off, as they drive down the fairway and everybody gets set up for their shots and all that. Going to be interesting to see how they fill time. I suspect we'll get a lot of discussion about the coronavirus relief efforts that they are doing. I'm sure we'll get a lot of flashbacks to the careers of the four athletes out there on the course. But I'll tell you, the smack talk that has been flying back and forth between these cats is very interesting. Is very interesting. The way that they are approaching this seems to be the same way that I go play golf with, say, my little brother. We're betting a beer hole. You know, we're calling our shots. If you call your shot and stick it, he owes you a beer. If you call your shot and miss it, you owe him a beer. It just seems like that kind of smack talk, which you don't get a lot of in golf. And I kind of love the premise as a whole. So this is absolutely... There are two events this weekend that are must-watch events for me. It is Tiger versus Phil, Tommy Touchdown versus Peyton in a golf match, and it's the Lady in Black in Darlington. Speaking of, we ran races last night, and we're going to talk about those when we come back here in just a minute, because there was a bit of a, shall we say, a conflict at the track.
A brouhaha.
A Donnybrook, if you will, a kerfuffle, if you would like to get crazy.
A fight, if you're, you know, if you're into the whole brevity thing.
Was it a fight? They didn't really fight, though. It was more of a confrontation.
Okay, I was just trying
I know
you. I was just trying to make a joke there. But thanks.
Diesel's going to host the next segment so he feels better. We're talking Kyle Busch and the boys in NASCAR when we come back here in just a minute. My name is Rob Brown. That's Diesel on the ones and twos and the jokes. He's got jokes, folks. Jokes for days. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Who's the comedic actor, Diesel? I already know the answer because we were just talking about it, but this is how you translate it to radio conversation. Who is the comedic actor that everybody loves, you're just not a fan of?
Probably Ed Helms.
Ed Helms?
Yeah.
A.K.A. Andy Bernard from The Office?
Yeah. You can give him a funny script. He just doesn't have it.
that makes him funny. Like, I'm thinking of the Hangover movies. Like, what the F is going on? That's not funny. Just because he's animated, it's not funny.
And has a Tyson face tattoo.
Yeah. Like, I think somebody else could have pulled that character off a lot better than him. However, in Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay, he's actually funny in that. Give him credit where credit is due.
Mine is, with a few exceptions, Rob Riggle. I don't get Rob Riggle. Rob Riggle's an amazing dude. Like, in real life, he's a real life dude. And I've seen some of him just being a normal guy, and he seems mm-hmm. awesome in real life. But it's his acting, it just doesn't do it for me.
There's just that little that je ne sais quoi, that I don't know what.
Right.
That makes somebody a comedic genius.
Right.
And a lot of times, you can have somebody who's got it, whatever it is, early in their career, and then they just lose it by the end.
Sure. I'll give you another one, and this one is one that I expect the text lines are going to just come after me. 71307, start your checks with ESPN. I'm not a huge Will Ferrell guy. There are movies of Will Ferrell's that I like. But not because of Will Ferrell, but because of everybody that kind of works around him, right? Anchorman was great. And Ron Burgundy's a good character, but that movie was made by the supporting cast. There's one movie with Will Ferrell in it that I absolutely love, which is The Other Guys. You ever seen The Other Guys with him and Mac Wahlberg?
No.
It's hilarious. It's one of my favorites. 844-477-3776. I said 850 because the most recent joinee of the Rob Brown Show Discord channel is somebody from back in my my hood. 850 Kane CG joins Keegan and Stax and Pastor C and Mikey and T-Bone 21. If you would like to be a member of the Rob Brown Discord server, where you can chat with me and other listeners of the Rob Brown Show around the upstate, all you got to do is shoot me a text to the text line at 71307, 71307, and send a text that says ESPN password. I will send you a link back where you can actually join the Discord server. I pop in there throughout the show as well. You can also chat with a ton of other upstate listeners as this Discord server grows moving forward. So hit us up on the text line, 71307. For those of you who don't know what Discord is, it's basically the modern adaptation of like the old AOL chat rooms, right? You can pop in, you can use your phone app, or you can go through a web browser, and it's just basically a chat room. I will keep it up and open during the show every day. I check it on my phone after and before the show. So you can join us now. Just shoot a text to to 71307 that says ESPN password, and I will send you a link to join our Discord server and chat with us before, during, and after the show. At ESPN, Rob, the finger gun saga continues. Love you, bro, but see dictionary.com definition of finger gun below. Diesel and I are correct, bro. What does finger guns mean? Finger guns are a hand gesture made by pointing the index finger and cocking the thumb in a way that imitates a handgun. They can be used as a greeting. I think you're missing what I'm saying. I know what a finger gun is. I'm doing it right now to Diesel, right? That's a finger gun.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that everybody goes, but nobody then follows it up with bang. Nobody actually shoots the finger. That's all I'm saying. I know what a finger gun is. I'm saying nobody actually shoots the finger gun.
You guys realize we started this with a wink, right? This whole thing started with the wink.
So and I think my relationships, maybe, hey, oh,
and I think
true.
Maybe the is like a camera shutter as you're winking.
Right, but you still the finger guns with the wink, everybody does that too.
Yeah.
Or they used to.
I'm glad we've devoted so much of the show to this topic.
We have gotten dramatically carried away with this. We have gone way over the top with this. All right, 844-477-3776, 844-477-3776. We had a NASCAR race last night. We spun circles last night. And during that race, guess who got into it? Kyle Busch, the 18, Rowdy. With just a handful of laps left, Rowdy was down on the inside lane. Chase Elliott was running second and honestly was making a pretty good run at Denny Hamlin. Maybe good enough to win that race. Kyle checked from the inside lane up to the outside lane as they headed, I believe, into turn one. And right before they got there, his front right clipped the back left of Chase Elliott, spun him to the inside of the track, and the front end of his car connected with the inside retaining wall. And Chase Elliott's night was done from second place with about 24, 25 laps remaining in the race. And I got to tell you, Twitter went in on Kyle Busch. Now, the question I have for you NASCAR fans is going to be this. You think Kyle Busch did that on purpose? I was talking with a couple of NASCAR fans last night. And in that discussion, about half the people thought that no way Kyle Busch misjudged the gap like that, right? There was clearly not enough room for him to get behind Chase Elliott into that gap, into third place to draft his way through turns one and two. No way. And then there were about half the people that went, yeah, I believe it. I believe it was a mistake. I believe it was an accident. I don't think Kyle Busch takes that chance running third place in that race. I do. I think it was. Diesel, I don't know. Did you see it? Did you see the spin?
No, I did not.
Okay. To me, it looked like an accident. I'm taking Kyle Busch on his word at this one for two reasons. Number one, Rowdy's been the guy in the past that when he does that kind of crap, you know when he did it on purpose. It's pretty evident and obvious, and he doesn't really back off or apologize for it. It's very rare. Number two, here was the big problem. The big problem for him was the fact that if he doesn't slide up the track and he doesn't move himself into third place behind Chase Elliott and Denny Hamlin, he's about to get railroaded. He's about to get steamrolled because they were all coming for him. And just about everybody till back in around 10th place was in a single file line in the high lane headed towards that turn. If Kyle was forced to stay low and Kyle was forced to ride the inside line down the bottom of the track, Kyle would have dropped down to 6th or 7th, maybe 8th, 9th place at the best. He would have gotten railroaded until the first set of cars that was too wide caught up with him, and they weren't for another handful of spots. I think Kyle Busch said, look, I might fit, I might not, but here's what I know. If I do fit, I'm in second place, I'm running well, and I got a shot at this thing. If I don't fit and I don't go for it, I'm about to get railroaded. And I am going to find myself at the back of the pack heading into the last 20 laps of the race. If I don't fit and I go for it, the worst case is that I spit out Chase Elliott and I stay in second place, or he takes me out, in which case I DNF, but that's probably not likely. The move was brazen. The move was reckless, no doubt about it. The move was dangerous, and the move was the only move that Kyle had to make if he wanted to stay in the top three. That was it. Your options were top three with a very risky move, or you're dropping back to 9th or 10th, and you're going to be lucky if you end up inside the top 10 in a points race at the end of the season. What else do you do there? I know people want to go against... I know people want to go against Kyle Busch, and I'm not even saying it wasn't a dumb move. It was a very risky move, but there were no risk to Kyle Busch. All the risk on that move was transferred to Chase Elliott. Like it or not, it wasn't like he sideswiped him into the wall. It wasn't like he shoved him up the track panel to panel. He tried to fit in the gap. It didn't work. He spun Chase Elliott out, and he moved into second place where he stayed for the end of the race. It was the only move that Kyle could make. And this is really interesting. 3 days ago, Diesel, we were celebrating that Michael Jordan would punch a teammate because winning means everything. Winning means everything. But then Kyle Busch goes out there, takes a risky move to stay in third place, and everybody's mad as hell at him. How dare he do that? How dare he put winning above letting Chase Elliott stay in second, dropping back to ninth or tenth, and getting a ton less points with no chance to win the race? How dare he?
You know the good thing about NASCAR is it still has, at times, a little bit of that outlaw country feel to it. Like, I don't care, man. It's racing.
Right.
This, you know, what do you want? We're racing for position. And position means a lot of money. It means points. It means a lot over the course of a season. I love it. I think that's a little bit of the spark that NASCAR has been missing for a long time. I think they tried to sanitize NASCAR really, really clean, and it lost a lot of what made NASCAR special. You lost the rivalry. You lost it. You spun me out 2 weeks ago, so I'm going to spin you out this week, and we're going to bang into each other. And I think that's what the fans miss. And it didn't help that they changed the rules every year for the past decade. I mean, I told you, I turned it on last weekend when they were showing the first Darlington race, and they said, 1 through 12 qualified. After that, it was random. I was like, what? When did that happen? Random after position number 12?
That was a special circumstance because of the situation we're under, right? That was them trying to juggle up the field to make it more entertaining. Because after week one, after race one and the first race serving as practice, they knew who had the fastest cars. They knew who the top guys were. And they didn't want to just put the top 10 or 11 fastest cars up front, because what ends up happening in that situation is the first 10 guys space out. Right. And you got a boring race.
Right. But they also didn't, at least from what I saw, do a very good job of explaining that. And coupled with my understanding that they've messed with the rules and tinkered with the rules constantly over the years, I just thought that's how they do it now. And I said, what the heck's going on with this? I don't even understand it. And then stages, I don't understand the stage system. But you know what? If you can bring some humanity back into the sport and stop sanitizing it so much, that's what's going to get people back into it. I mean, because otherwise, it really is what people have always said. It's people making left turns. You know, it's a sport that you can watch the beginning of the race, go cut the grass, come back in, watch the end of the race.
And that's one of those things that when I talk to NASCAR fans who talk like that, I go, nope, you're wrong. That's not the case, right? That's not how it works.
I know so many diehard NASCAR fans who say that very thing. I turn on the race, I take a nap, I go cut the grass, okay, whatever it is, watch the end of the race.
Let me rephrase that. At a lot of tracks, that is true. At the mile and a half cookie cutter tracks, Texas, Atlanta, Las Vegas, at the mile and a half cookie cutter tri-oval tracks, that is true. Because for the middle of the race, these guys are all spaced out about 2 seconds, and they're just running safe to the last 50 miles before they really try to gun it at the end. The odd-shaped track, Darlington, Talladega, Daytona, Pocono, Sonoma, Richmond, Bristol, the short tracks, the road tracks, the super speedways, and the oddly shaped tracks. Those tracks are not like that. Those tracks, racing is good start to finish. So there is a difference, and I will agree with that point.
Sure. My favorite thing about the short tracks is you have leaders who have to constantly be trying to get around slower cars, which slows them down.
Yep.
So I think it's great.
Yep. And super speedways, you usually have about 20 cars that are all drafting fast enough to get to the front. And at that point, one wrong crank of the wheel takes out 21 people. I mean, it's great. I agree with it. Texter at ESPN, these guys have spotters, and you know that spotter was yelling, not clear, not clear. He clipped him because he didn't want to fall all the way back. I agree with that. I agree wholeheartedly. I think Kyle was going, look, if I fit great. If I don't fit, I spin him, and I'm in second place. He did a pit maneuver, right? We've all watched Cops. We know the pit maneuver. He did a pit maneuver. He said, if I fit, I'm in third. If I don't fit, I spit him, I'm in second. If I don't fit and I don't go for it, I'm dropping back to 10th or 11th. What's the point of these guys in this race? Finish as highly as you can. That's it. They are not out there to make friends. They're out there to win races. Kyle's best move was try to fit into that gap between third and fourth. If he fit, great. He's racing Chase Elliott down the backstretch for second. If he doesn't fit, Elliott goes away. He moves to second. If he doesn't go for it, he's 10th. That's all that matters. Quick break. We are way late. My bad. I didn't even recognize that. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show. Diesel and Rob, ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Wrapping up hour number two. Heading into hour number three of the Thursday edition, then on to the third hour and Friday. Yes, indeed. Winter Munch coming up today at 4 o'clock. Mark Ryan has the next edition of our Senior Sports Spotlight. This has been phenomenal. I have had a blast with these. The kids we have been talking to have been impressive as it gets. They are all killer personalities, super successful, a blast to talk to. You want to nominate somebody for the Senior Sports Spotlight? There's still plenty of time. Go to our website, ESPNUpstate.com. Right there on the front page is the Senior Sports Spotlight tab. Click on it. Nominate your favorite high school graduating senior who is an exemplary athlete and scholar, and we'll get them on the show to talk a little bit about them, pay tribute to those hardworking kids. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.